Welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Grace Outside the Box, was written by Mike Whitmer. Tom worked for a law firm that advised Bob's company. They became friends, until Tom embezzled thousands of dollars from the company. Bob was hurt and angry when he found out, but he received wise counsel from his vice president, a believer in Christ. The VP noticed Tom was deeply ashamed and repentant, and he advised Bob to drop the charges and hire Tom. Pay him a modest salary so he can make restitution. You'll never have a more grateful, loyal employee. Bob did. Tom was. Mephibosheth, grandson of King Saul, hadn't done anything wrong, but he was in a tough spot when David became king. Most kings killed the royal bloodline. But David loved King Saul's son Jonathan and treated his surviving son as his own. His grace won a friend for life. In 2 Samuel 19, Mephibosheth marveled that he deserved nothing but death from my lord the king, but you gave your servant a place. He remained loyal to David, even when David's son Absalom chased David from Jerusalem. Do you want a loyal friend for life? Someone so extraordinary may require you to do something extraordinary. When common sense says punish, choose grace. Hold them accountable, but give the undeserving a chance to make things right. You may never find a more grateful, devoted friend. Think outside the box with grace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They summoned him to appear before David, and the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "At your service," he replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still left alive from the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Ammiel in Lo Debar." So King David had him brought from Lo Debar, from the house of Machir, son of Ammiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth." "At your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Let's pray. Father, you have shown us extraordinary grace, undeserved grace in Christ. Please teach us that kind of grace and mercy so that we will grant it to others and live in unity and harmony together, displaying your love to the world. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.